Tablet 6. Universalism. The only ism is universalism. Any other ism is from narrowness. Only by accepting the universe as the only home, nation, and country can a man overcome being narrow-minded by relating the self to a specific group or land. Only then can he destroy the very disease of the mind, which is a feeling of belonging to one part rather than feeling that the only home is the entire universe. Also, by becoming a universalist and understanding that this whole universe is made up of nothing else but unit consciousnesses and the three gunas, soul, and the creative force, then a man will not only love God and his awesome creation, but every part and parcel of it. With this again, a man does not look to another man as only a body and or different than himself, but as a soul which does not belong to any race or group. Not only will people become respectful souls in different levels of consciousness, but also the whole universe will be seen from the same perspective, different souls in different levels of consciousness. The question might be asked then, what about the other isms? The answer is that the other isms are each a part of a greater truth. That truth is that Paravipras, who are the true leaders and concerned about the welfare of all in the universe, should lead humanity to the highest prosperity. However, as long as people have not become universalists and are separated by countries, dogmatic religions, psychological barriers, etc., politicians and others will exploit them in the name of nationalism, religion, race, group, etc. The only way to the highest happiness and prosperity is to understand the plan of creation, become a universalist, shattering the narrowness of the mind, and follow the will of the Father. There is a PowerPoint presentation on this topic. Selection of one language. In the Bible it is said that God scattered humans all over the world and confused them by creating many languages, took away their telepathic powers. He did this because they started to use their good communicative abilities and intelligence to build things which were destructive to their existence. Therefore, for their own good, God confused them. Genesis chapter 11. However, it is now time for the human to go back to a one-language-based society all over the world. By understanding the lesson that Thoth has given, the human should be wiser by now and use his energy and knowledge only toward the purpose and goal of creation of the universe, to bring the human and the whole universe toward pure consciousness. However, this can be done only by understanding the reality behind the greatest sign. For selecting a language that enables all of humanity to communicate and at the same time preserves all the great achievements of the different cultures, we should accept one language as the base. By translating all the great literature and scriptures of each culture to this basic language, and by using those words from the different cultures which cannot be translated to this basic language, words like Dharma, karma, jihad, etc., after some time, a new language will be created which allows greater versatility and eventually will cover all the beautiful words in other languages. It will be a great and powerful language of the world. However, the native languages should be preserved for many years until, in the course of time, the new language replaces the old languages and transforms the society to a higher understanding of all other different cultures and their achievements in other parts of the world. English seems to be the most suitable one at this time to be accepted as the basic language. However, learning the languages of the scriptures, such as Sanskrit, Hebrew, Greek, and Arabic, etc., is also recommended. Mixing races. Each race and people have a special place in creation. Through the evolutionary process, they have been separated into many different races. Each race now has a characteristic which dominates that race. With mixing the races together, we will create new bodies for those souls who are ready to occupy such bodies. This will also enable humanity further to overcome the feeling of racism. Another application of mixing races is to cause different cultures to come closer together and therefore create the feeling of universalism. This will help humans to understand more and more that we are one family. Again, that is what should be done in the era to come, and is the plan of creation for making man understand that we are all in the path of becoming pure consciousness, and any obstacle in this path should be shattered and destroyed. Racism and nationalism are two of these which can be destroyed more effectively, beautifully, and peacefully by intermarriage between different races and cultures. Also, racism is one of the problems within many nations. Therefore, marriage between different races within a country is highly recommended. Then marriage between those of different countries will occur until humans become so mixed that separation of the races is impossible. In this process, however, the spiritual unification of the couple involved is the most important factor. With this view, all obstacles can be overcome. Also, bringing the whole world under one international government can accelerate this process, and correspondingly, this process will accelerate the establishment of a world government. Some people argue that marriage within the same race, culture, and background produces less trouble for the couple. It is true, and that is why the first pioneers who marry from two different races should be truly matured and strong, so that they can withstand the problems related with breaking the tradition until mixed marriages become more acceptable throughout the world. Some of this argument springs from the fear of change and or prejudice. Mixed marriages are more difficult for the couples in this state of social and intellectual development of man. However, if there were not difficulties, humans would have never progressed. As time passes, it will become easier. There should always be pioneers to initiate a change, and those are usually the ones who go through the most hardships. They are also the builders of the future. However, it is mostly a personal decision. If a male and a female are truly and spiritually attracted and complementary to each other, no barriers should stand in their way. Of course, in all cases, the consultation with your parents, spiritual teacher, and eventually meditating on it and praying, seeking his will, should be considered. In this case, the advice of a true master, spiritual guide, is the most helpful. Even if the process of intermarriage does not result in a complete mixing of the races, still it should be kept in mind that each race, like each beautiful flower, has its beauty and distinct fragrance. When they are all put together as a bouquet, they can be even more beautiful than only one single kind of flower. With the advanced communicative and transportative abilities of man, humans have no choice any longer but to accept this truth. They should not only create a brotherly feeling toward each other, but realize that all are a part and parcel of God. So all is He, and all are equal with different natures and purposes, dharmas.